me pour that milk into that cup. That cup with all these little specks. Ah, it's pouring quite nicely. I'll be so interested to see what it tastes like. I could even draw a nice little latte out with my rice and soya milk. Now, what is it gonna taste like?
Well, let's see now what this tastes like. It took me 3 shots to do it. 2 espresso into my little shot glasses. And then I went the third one, I went straight into my flat white mug, cup. What am I saying? I had too much coffee. That first sip was quite amazing, actually. It is definitely thinner. But it's also completely different from what I've tasted before. How can I really translate what I've just tasted? Very difficult, very difficult. What strikes me immediately is that it's much thinner, which I try to keep an open mind and not put that down as a negative. I'd like to just really be fair, because it's dark enough, it's rich enough. It's, I mean, richness in flavor. I mean, it smells dark and even mysterious. Maybe mysterious because I can't really put my finger on it. What is it? What is that taste I'm getting? Just got to get another sip of it. There was a lot of crema. That third shot, I think, was probably as good as it gets with Sylvia. No pre-fusion, no PID, but she still is a very good machine. It's probably better as an espresso, because that milk kind of doesn't really do it for me on that shot, and I've still got a bit left of the espresso, which is actually cooled down to about body temperature at the moment, which is great. That means I can get the best notes out of it. I'm going to give that a go. I think it's definitely better as an espresso. The milk, at least the rice milk with stroke soya milk, doesn't work as well. For me, my palate dictates that it's really more an espresso and probably very nice as a filter coffee. But I'm not a filter coffee drinker, so I like a rich, thicker, creamier coffee that has more of a mouthfeel and a rich mouthfeel. And like Danny pointed out the other day, viscosity is what we're after. A good, nice viscosity in your mouth, which this one doesn't really give you.